Many of God's children believe that they must hear, believe, and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior in order for them to become a child of God. These three verses of Scripture found in Matthew chapter 11 presents a problem for them to reconcile, which they cannot reconcile what is being said here with that false doctrine of them having to accept Christ in order to become a child of God. Here Jesus is clearly thanking the Father and Lord of heaven and earth that he had hid these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them unto babes, saying that even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. It clearly teaches in the last verse, the 27th verse, that no man knoweth the Son but the Father, and neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and who to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Thus these scriptures teach clearly that some things, these things it refers to, are hidden from a category of people in this life at this time. So that would present a problem and would indicate that there are some people that's not going to be able to accept the Lord Jesus Christ because these things are hid from them. That defies that doctrine that said that God loved all of the Adamic race and everybody has a chance to accept or reject Christ. It's just not true. That's just not what the Scriptures teach. And these three verses is a good text to go to see that it cannot be true that you must hear, believe, and accept the Lord Jesus Christ in order to be a child of God. You're a child of God by choice. You're a child of God by election. God made the choice. He did the election, and he chose you because he loved you before the foundation of the world, and not because of any act of your believing or any good act that you do. That is the true gospel of Jesus Christ.